This is Twit.
Why I'm calling is I'm hoping you give me some good advice that I'm trying to give to my church going now today and going forward for, you know, broadcasts and stuff like that. And one of them is as we get ready to come back, you know, when a lot of these restrictions are lifted, you know, they really want to start doing some live streaming in the church, which they've never done before.
Right.
Okay. So they went ahead.
So are they, so they're not doing anything now. They're just, everybody's home.
Well, they're recording the sermons.
Recording. And then putting it out, but they're not doing it live. I mean, you could start live now would be, you know.
Well, right. But everybody's kind of at their home, and, you know, you got different staff members that do different parts of the service. So they're doing that, and then one of the other staff members is putting it all together, and they're broadcasting it live, you know.
That's fine.
At 11 o'clock.
Yeah, that's fine. Here. Sure.
Okay. But, you know, going forward, when they get back into church, you know, they're trying to plan, and, you know, so I'm kind of involved with a little bit of that. Now, they purchased Amiibo Plus. Okay, they purchased Amiibo.
That's a really cool device. I have one of those.
Okay, but here's what when I'm talking to them, that they're going to want to do later. They're talking about it. They like that Amiibo Plus. They want to get other Amiibo Pluses.
No, you can't. It doesn't work that way.
Right. Yeah, because I noticed on the ATEM switch that you've been touting. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, ATEM. They say it out.
Right.
This is a Black Magic design device. In fact, this is how I would recommend a church do it. The Mevo, the whole idea of the Mevo is it's one camera, 4K, that you can virtually pan and zoom and move around because it's such a high-resolution camera. It's like four 1080p videos. So anything within its wide angle, you can zoom in on four times, you can move around, you can actually, it has a follow feature, and it's designed to stream to Facebook and a variety of other streaming sites. The couple of issues, you can't do two of them, as far as I know, unless you have two streams, and it's, you know, I mean, I think what he should look at, $300 for the ATEM Mini, which is a little hardware switcher, has four inputs. Then you need four cameras that can output clean HDMI to that. That could be a video camera. That could be a still camera. You have to get the right ones, but a lot of still cameras have little mini HDMI plugs. You plug into that, plug it into the ATEM, and it's a camera. You want two things. You want unlimited runtime. So some of these will time out after 30 minutes to protect their sensors. I think it's to protect their tax status because video cameras are taxed differently in Europe than still cameras, but whatever. You want to make sure they have continuous runtime and they have clean HDMI out, live clean HDMI out of the camera. That can go in the ATEM. But, you know, parishioners probably have a lot of different point-and-shoots will work with that. A lot of inexpensive ones will work with that. In fact, if you go to Elgato's website, they have a list of they have a little converter that takes HDMI, turns it into USB. They have a list of cameras that will work with that. That would also work with the ATEM. So you need four cameras, and then you need a switcher, and then you need audio, and you're done. And now you have a studio. You have a four-camera setup. You can switch.
Can you spell Elgato, you said?
E-L-G-A-T-O. I'll put a link in the show notes to the Elgato page. One of the reasons I'm up on all this is I'm working on a Ask the Tech Guy segment where we describe this whole setup. That'll come out in the next few weeks. So, because I want to show you how you would do this, whether it's for a church or anybody who wants to do like a mini television production.
That would be great. That would
you could have hymn lyrics scrolling up. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with that. And I think it'd be for church production, $300 for the switcher, and then, you know, four camcorders, $500 each, something like that. For well under $5,000, you can set up. You know, you might want to get some lights. You definitely want to look at audio.
Right. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
Before we run out of time as well. All right. Currently what the church is doing, the lead pastor is doing, he is doing a Facebook Live every night.
I think that's great. This will continue after quarantine because it's so great. What a great way to serve.
Right. He's doing a little 2 or 3 minute, just, you know, like a nightly prayer for his parishioners.
Isn't that
he's
great?
He's doing it by Facebook Live.
Love it.
He's using a MacBook Pro 2017. He's using his AirPods as his microphone.
That's not bad. It could be better.
Yeah, it could be better. So what I have recommended, and I'm actually going to set this up for him, is I've ordered him a Blue Yeti.
That's fine.
Microphone.
Because it has a USB interface, so it plugs right into the computer. Facebook, when you set up Facebook or any live streaming thing, you tell it what the camera is, but you also tell it what the audio is. So the camera does not have to provide the audio. He just, you know, picks the Yeti. Blues are good. Honestly, there are a lot of choices. Rode makes a series of podcasting mics that are also very good and inexpensive. It would be worth doing that. We set up everybody. You notice Scott Wilkinson. He's got one of our Heil PR40s with a Focusrite Scarlett. That's what it plugs into. That turns the professional connection coming out of the Heil or any mic into a USB connection. So you can get an interface box. And then any mic will work as well. So if they are, okay, if the church already has some mics, that's another way to do it.
How about it? If he had an iPhone 10 or 11, I'm not sure what his iPhone is. Would he be better broadcasting from that, webcam, than he would from the MacBook?
And Shure makes some microphones designed for the iPhone. It's the Motive line, M-O-T-I-V line, that give you much better audio than the iPhone microphone. And then he could stream in the camera on the iPhone. Is superb. So, yeah, that'd be a lot better than a laptop. That's nice of you to do this. Thank you. And I think a lot of churches might end up doing this forever. It's a great solution.